Hello everyone and welcome to the Holistic Podcast, where we speak about everything that encompasses every pillar of our health and well-being. The physical, mental, emotional, spiritual and energetic body, and everything in between. I'm your host, Tawna Woods, holistic coach, personal trainer and yin yoga teacher, passionately sharing knowledge, teachings with myself and industry experts to help support you in gathering tools to empower you to live your best life. Hello and welcome to the Holistic Podcast. So this morning on the show, I have the wonderful Megan Burke, who is she's trained in the manual lymphatic massage therapy. So welcome, Megan.
Thank you, hello.
So I have been seeing Megan for, I'd say, maybe just over 6 months now, here in Wanaka. And I had heard her name, honestly, over and over again for maybe 6 months before I actually reached out and booked an appointment. And I seem, what I like to do is when I keep hearing things over and over, I do eventually take it as a sign that I need to try the thing. And at the time, before I had booked in to have an appointment, I didn't know much about the lymphatic system. I'd known some basic stuff during doing some somatic coaching I was doing a couple of years ago with my dear friend Barina, who's actually been on the podcast before, where we spoke about the nervous system. But she opened my eyes up to that initially and gave me some different tools to help work with the lymphatic system. But I didn't know why. I had no idea why, but I just did the things anyway because someone told me to, basically. And so before I saw Megan, I was actually having some issues with some edema. So edema meaning like extra swelling in my legs and in my lower body. And sometimes my entire body would swell up. So there'd be a lot of extra fluid and it would almost look like I was honestly sometimes 10 kgs heavier than I should be, like almost overweight and puffy. And but there was no reason or explanation as to why. So it would happen on and off. So sometimes I would have the most swollen ankles and feet, and it was quite frightening to me because there was no explanation. So I did actually go to the doctors a few times. They didn't know what was going on. So I reached out to Megan. And I would probably say that I noticed a change in my body from when I, a couple of years ago, when I had some gut issues happening. I know that for those of you that have listened to some podcasts and followed along my journey over the last few years, all of my health stuff's triggered initially from some parasites I contracted in Bali. So over the years, it's been a real journey, and witnessing the changes in my body that have happened over that time is, I believe, a flow and effect from that initial gut infection. So I went along to Megan, and I had done countless gut healing protocols over the years, which have been really helpful, where I took lots of supplements and spent thousands and thousands of dollars, and which they did help. But when I would stop the protocol, things would come back slowly. So the same sort of symptoms. So I went along to Megan and I had one treatment where it feels very, honestly, I would have thought, like the first time I thought, it's very gentle. And I'm like, what's kind of happening here? Like, is anything happening? And then the next day I would wake up and honestly, it was like the most profound change in my entire body. Like I'd just dropped 10 kgs without doing anything, lying there literally. And I felt like I had my body back again. Like the body that I know is mine. Like I kind of felt like I was a stranger in my own body for years post-infection. And knowing that it didn't make me feel comfortable, it didn't make me feel confident in my own skin. And then after that first treatment, friends of mine or people that I'd know, and I'd walk down the street after the treatment, and honestly, people would be like, whoa, what have you done? Like, shocked, like you've lost so much weight, or you look ripped, or like whatever it was. But it was, I was like, whoa, really? And then I saw photos and I couldn't believe it. So this is just, honestly, I found more profound effect than doing a 12-week gut healing protocol or doing anything else, this has been the thing. And from that experience I had, I've just been, again, screaming things from her from the rooftops. Because bear in mind, I have had a lymphatic massage years before and it didn't do anything. Mm. So I have to make it really clear that Megan was able to, she actually knows what she's doing. She's very skilled and it did have long lasting results. So that's just a little bit of a backstory as to why I went there in the first place. And then we're just going to go into just educating us a little bit about it, especially those of us that haven't heard of lymphatic system before and what it even is and why we do it. So, Megan, I would love to know how long you've been a massage therapist for and what led you to train in manual lymphatic therapy.
Right. So I started my training in 2014 in Dunedin at what was Araki Polytechnic. And I did a 2-year diploma in advanced therapeutic massage. We were told about the lymphatic system when we were doing our training, but they didn't have anyone trained in that area to be able to teach us anything about it. So we were given some options of some courses we could go and do, and one of those courses was actually a man called Hans Luther up in Christchurch. He has the hands-on clinic and he has for over 10 years now been running courses in lymphatic therapy. So I started by going up to Christchurch. I did 2 3-day courses with him, and I must admit that even I initially was like, oh my god, what the hell is this? And how will I convince people to let me do this to them? Because the method I was taught was very light touch.
Mm.
And I think I can relate it to, I've done lots of different studies now, and it's always hard when you learn a new skill to feel confident about going and applying it. And one morning I thought, God, Megan, you've just paid all this money to go and do this course. Start using the damn technique. So I did. And I started off with the face. And just a very quick story. The first guy that I treated, he had really bad hay fever. He had bloodshot eyes. And he was just coming in for his massage. And I said to him, oh, look, I've just learned a technique that should probably help with that. Can I do that first before we start the massage? And he said, oh, yeah. So I did that, and by the time that his hour was up, his eyes were clear, and a lot of his symptoms had settled down, and he came to me the next day and he just said how fabulous he felt. And I thought, wow, there's something in this, so I thought I better keep doing it. And eventually I just pushed myself to keep going, right, now let's drain the arms. Tummy was an interesting area because probably back in 2016 when I did the training, if you said to somebody, I want to massage your tummy, they'd kind of look at you sideways. But now I actually find that people are going, God, would you touch my tummy? That would be great. And it's an important area to work because there's a high concentration of nodes in the stomach region, so it is a good area to work on. And anyway, yeah, I did that training with Hans, and then I felt the need to do further study. So I actually had a look into, there's several schools of training for lymphatics, and I chose the Casely-Smith method, which was created by 2 Australian doctors. And I flew up to Wellington and I did a 6-day intensive course in their method. And luckily at that time, I already had a good base of clients that knew my technique from my first training, and when I learnt the new technique, the Casely-Smith one, their feedback was basically that they liked the feeling of the Casely-Smith method than the one that I'd been doing before, but ultimately they both produced the same results. And then for me, it was an easier method to do, and I stuck with it. And I've been doing it ever since, and now a big proportion of my regular clients will get some form of lymphatic treatment every time they come in for the massage. So yeah, they love it.
Mm. I find that when I go to you, you're like, do you want some massage? I'm like, no, like total body lymphatic.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's funny that you say, you know, when you first did the training, you're like, who's going to believe this? Like, because you, I remember that, like I said, that first time, I was like, what the hell? Like, it was like, this just feels like you're just lightly touching me. But obviously you're very, you know exactly where all the nodes are, you know what direction to go in, and it's yes. like, you know, it's a very fine art, but it's just quite, it really still blows my mind that something that feels so subtle is not subtle by any means. So I would love for you to share with us what the lymphatic system is in layman's terms, if you can, as simple as you can, without us, like, we have our yarns together and we're like, well, we can't talk about it like this because you know, you wouldn't understand it. So just for someone that had never heard about it before.
It is actually a real simple way to describe it. It's our waste disposal system of our bodies. And it's directly linked to our immune system, which produces white blood cells that have the power to destroy harmful pathogens. And it maintains fluid balance so that your tissues don't swell, and it aids in it aids the digestive system by absorbing fats, proteins, hormones, and other metabolic waste to prevent a toxic buildup in the body. So it's the drainage system in our body that's keeping us well. The lymphatic system is about 3 times the fluid amount to blood in our body, so it works really alongside the circulatory system, the blood system.
So that, like, even when I was going through that big gut healing protocol and I got intensive bloods done, and like, it was just mine was all linked to the immune system and not having enough white blood cell count and always getting sick, and it makes sense now. It's like all of that swelling that I had, and clearly, which we will talk about it very soon, but you know, the lymphatic system and the gut and all, everything's all interconnected. So if one thing's not functioning, then the rest is going to have an issue, right? So hence why I felt it was very important to speak about this system, because I truly, before, you know, in the last few years, I didn't even know what it was. Like, yes, I would have heard the word lymphatic, but I wouldn't have thought about it. Like, there's all that, there's such a big thing online and everywhere about the gut and making sure you're looking after your gut, but it's like, yes, but what about the lymphatic system? What about the nervous system? What about the, all the health of every part, every aspect? I believe all matters. Really, really important. So what would you say that the benefits are from receiving lymphatic therapy, and how often should someone receive it to get benefits?
Good question. And I could talk about this for hours, and the benefits are endless, and I'll just list a few of them off, which are less bloating and gas, less fluid retention, better mobility and flexibility, deeper and more restful sleep, more energy, boosts your immune system, naturally flushes your body of toxins, achieves glowing skin, aids in weight loss. And healing from illness, not only viral, like long COVID, but also from autoimmune conditions and symptoms like, and other things, like chronic fatigue syndrome. It reduces anxiety, headaches, migraines, mental brain fog, pre and postnatal symptoms, sore throats, hay fever, constipation, menstrual symptoms, perimenopausal and menopausal symptoms, inflammation post-surgeries, and the list just goes on, actually. It's probably not one system that... Well, actually, all systems in the body rely on the lymphatic system, so it can usually help with anything, this treatment. And I'd recommend... my protocol has always been... book 3 treatments, 3 weeks in a row, and then once we've got the lymphatic system flowing nicely, then you can swap into your maintenance phase. That might be once every 4 to 6 weeks. Your first treatment that you do have, I'm very strict on just doing half an hour of lymphatic and then half an hour of relaxational therapeutic massage. Because as you've said, even though it's light touch therapy, it's really powerful. And people either get hit by it straight away, or usually it's about 24 hours later.
Nice. That reminds, just with you saying about the symptoms, like with your cycle and your period and things, before, when I started coming to you, I was experiencing really, like really, really tender breasts when I'd get my, before I'd get my period, like not even, like couldn't even touch them. Really bad pains that it would wake me up in the night and I couldn't sleep. And there's, I know that there's a combination here. Some of it is due to me doing a lot of emotional body release work, but also doing this in conjunction with this therapy, I don't get symptoms anymore. So now I don't even know when I'm getting my period, and it's crazy because I'm like, you know, I track it on an app, and I'm like, oh yeah, like, okay, so I should be getting my period now. And I'm like, okay, why? And it might say it's 2 days away or whatever. And it's like clockwork pretty usually. And I'm like, oh my God, my boobs haven't been sore. And I'm like, my tummy's not been sore.
Or bloated.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm like, what's it? Am I going to get it? Like, and I'll start to freak out because I'm so used to having such horrible symptoms. Yeah. And I've had other friends too that have been debilitated by it before.
Yes.
And then they go and do this. And honestly, I'm symptom free. So that in itself is massive.
Yeah, and I've got countless clients like that actually too, same sort of thing. And it's quite funny because then they're like, oh my God, I was caught out. My period came and I didn't even know, I didn't have all the symptoms to clue me in that it was coming.
Yeah.
And usually that's a byproduct of people are coming in for another reason. And we do the lymphatic, and then the next thing they come back, you know, a month or two later, and for their next treatment, they go, oh my God, I don't get bloating anymore, my breasts are not tender, I'm not so snappy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I did come again when I've just, bear with me, I have had a concussion a few weeks ago, and so I'm a lot slower than I normally am, and just a bit more, I guess I've got to think a lot more and sometimes go a bit blank. But I did go to Megan when I just had that happen, and actually that really helped relieve some of that, which was great. So it's good for many different things. Which I found, it's just so good. Like and then when I had COVID, like after that, went and saw you, and it just made me feel so much better and so much more energized and just happy, because I don't have that toxic load, that toxic build-up that the body's working so hard to get rid of. And if your body has lymphatic drainage issues, which I know that mine does, and I need this support, it's like, it needs that. And what it shows what it really does, you know?
And because they only discovered 10 years ago that we've got the lymphatic system in our head. Prior to that, they actually didn't think the lymphatic system went through the head, and now they had discovered it has. So there's lots of cool research coming through now in regards to like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, neurological conditions, and how draining the head is really important. And actually sleep is the most important thing. One of the reasons why we need to sleep is to get the toxins and crap out of our head.
Yeah.
And that happens when we're sleeping. The other way you can help is by doing regular lymphatic therapy on your own head. Or getting treatment for it.
I love hearing all these new ways of treatment for things, especially like just finding out about my dad's Parkinson's diagnosis, and I'm like, any little thing, I'm like, hey, you can try this, you know, anything to help. So it's so good.
Yeah, and my dad has Parkinson's.
Oh,
and
did I know that?
I think so.
Really?
Maybe.
Did we not talk about that?
My dad has Parkinson's, and they live in Dunedin, so I
go down there all the time.
I go through once a month and
give him a treatment.
I give Dad a treatment, and he just loves it because he feels the circulation moving in his body. I actually even taught the cleaner how to do lymphatic on him so he can get regular treatment twice a week. So, yeah.
I might need you to teach me when I go see my dad soon.
Yes, yes.
I'm actually seeing him in a week. But, yeah, anything, he's really open to any little thing, obviously, as you would.
Yes, yes.
So, can you describe how the treatment feels and what would one expect to feel after the treatment?
Okay, as we've said, it's a very light touch treatment, but it's extremely relaxing. I often say to people it's more relaxing than a relaxation massage. Everyone responds differently. Some people feel changes straight away, but others don't feel anything until the next day. And very few people ever say they felt no changes at all. And I'd probably have to say those people, very rarely, they either don't have a lymphatic problem or second, they're actually probably not in tune enough with their bodies to notice the changes, because some of them are quite subtle as well. And some of the changes my clients have experienced is that they feel calm and peaceful, light and floaty, energised, bright eyes and clearer and sharper thinking mind, less bloated, less pain, sleep better, wake before their morning alarm and are ready to go for the day. They have no symptoms related to their monthly period, and for some people they feel like they've been hit by a bus. And I have had some clients throw up and sleep for hours after a treatment, then within 24 hours that passes and they feel fantastic and energised and all that kind of stuff. That's quite an extreme example of a side effect, and it does come down to the state of the individual's body at the time of treatment.
Yeah, cool.
But I have had other people too that I come back in after they're dressed and they go, I feel really tired now.
I get tired.
Yeah, and some people have an emotional outburst as well, like usually back in their car. And I'll say, you know, if you cry, that's good. Just let it happen. And then they come back a month later and go, oh my God, I went to my car and I started crying and I had nothing to cry about, but then I felt really good.
Yeah, well, that's a good purge, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
So, what can I do for myself on a daily, weekly basis to support my lymphatic system?
Yeah, good question. So, dry brushing your whole body with a dry brush, and what that does is stimulates your lymphatic system. And it's actually, it helps remove dead skin cells too, which is really awesome. So I advise to do it before you hop in the shower, and it can smooth the appearance of cellulite and help you de-bloat your stomach and energize you. I'm also a big fan of rose quartz roller and the Bosha stone, and I use mine every morning when I apply my moisturizer because it helps reduce the eye bag puffiness and slims the appearance of the face, or my face, and others, because when I do it on clients, they go, oh, I feel like you've just given me a mini facelift. Plus it's soothing, and I leave my roller and gua sha just on my bathroom vanity, so it's really cool when I use it on my face, which feels really nice. I'd encourage people to have electrolytes in their water on a daily basis, and stay hydrated through the day, but electrolytes actually help hydrate your cells as well, instead of just drinking plain water. Diaphragmatic breathing is really important, and there's lots of access on YouTube for to show you methods of how to do diaphragmatic breathing. Exercise is so important, walking, Pilates, yoga, weights. It all helps, as the lymphatic system requires skeletal muscle contraction to move lymph, and rebounders are also awesome as well. And I just encourage people to eat a clean diet as often as you can, reduce or eliminate as much sugar as possible, and try and keep stress levels as low as possible.
Two things I want to add there is I got into electrolytes a couple of years ago with the gut healing protocol I got put on, which was to take electrolytes twice a day. And I noticed such a change in my fluid balance in my body. And throughout that whole time, I had no edema at all, no swelling. And then I actually had a client, I have a client at the moment, and she just started with me maybe a month ago. And I noticed a lot of edema in her body and her legs. And I was like, hey, do you take electrolytes? And she's like, nah. And so I got her on those. And I saw her that next week at the gym, and all gone. Mm. All her swelling gone. Yep. So it just shows, like, it's such an important thing to add. If you don't have that balance properly in your body, right, it can, absolutely, it'll cause that.
Yeah.
So it was profound. She was like, holy, like, she was shocked. And I was so stoked that we could get that just from something as simple as electrolytes that you wouldn't even think. You know, I used to think, oh, no, you just take electrolytes if you did a half marathon, yeah, or you're like, yeah, hungover or something. Yes. But it's like, I take it daily.
Yeah.
I also add mineral drops to mine as well. So I combine the two.
Yeah.
Those biotrace minerals. So that's been really good too, because we're all deficient in them. So it's important. And the other, while I think about why we say about different tools to use and what we can use, different tools we can use to support ourselves daily. Megan and I, if you live in Wanaka, we're running a event in July where we will we'll educate everybody on the lymphatic system. I'll talk about the nervous system, a bit about the vagus nerve and some other things, but we are going to have different tools and show you different tools to use to take home with you, and you can use it at home. So every day, and it will have things like the gua shas and the face rollers and different things you can buy there, so you can actually take it away with you. And we've found, working together and getting to know each other over the last few months, is how important we believe it is to educate people on all of this, and it's not talked about enough. Mm. And so that's something you can look forward to if you want to know more, because even just hearing it, it's like, oh cool, it sparks that interest. But if you actually want to come and learn and see it in real time, you can start to think about that in a month or so time. And so what about people that might feel uncomfortable getting dressed? Is there some way to receive lymphatic therapy without that being a thing?
Yes, absolutely. So I purchased a Flopresso suit 2 years ago. And that was actually one of the reasons why I did purchase it, for people who don't feel comfortable getting undressed for treatment, which there's various reasons for that. And actually the second reason I purchased the suit was so I could get regular lymphatic
as you should
treatment as well. Yeah, because you kind of said at the start too, I am very good at what I do, and I 100% believe in what I do. And unfortunately, there are some therapists out there that just do it to tick a box, and then the application of the treatment isn't right. No. And then some people go, oh,
that didn't work. That's what I thought. Yeah. I was like, what is that? I actually was like, that's a crock of shit. Yeah. That was like 3 years ago. And I was like, not doing that again.
So I'd encourage you, even if you've had a bad experience,
try me again.
Please book me. But anyway, the Flopresso suit, it's basically a big compression suit. You come in, you wear socks, leggings, long sleeve top. You lie down, I wrap you up. There's far infrared heat in there, and a wee vibrational disc. And I've put an eye mask across, nice relaxing music, and for 40 minutes, you're just gently compressed or hugged by this machine, which stimulates your lymphatic system. So that's a great option for people who would prefer not to get undressed for a treatment.
Cool. So what are some of the signs people might find that their lymphatic system isn't functioning properly?
Yeah, lots of things and everything. Low energy and fatigue, brain fog, headaches.
So literally everyone should go.
Yeah, everyone should, of all ages, male, female. Fluid retention, edema, bloating and puffiness, hormone imbalances, skin conditions, rashes, enlarged lymph nodes, digestive issues, difficulty losing weight, chronic pain, lung issues, allergies, autoimmune conditions, everything.
Yeah. And I'm very curious to know, from your perspective, why do you think people aren't educated enough on the importance of their lymphatic system? Like, and I kind of didn't mention this before, but when we know that the entire body is interconnected. So, for example, the gut, the fascia, the nervous system. Like, if the health of one system is out, does that mean that the others will be too?
Yeah, I definitely think post-COVID more people are taking an interest in how to look after their own bodies better. And for many people, it's looking for it in a more natural form. And yes, the body is all connected. It can't be separated. And yes, if your lymphatic system is not working properly, no other system can function properly in your body.
Mm. Yeah, and I think the more and more along my health journey I go, because I'm always looking into different ways to optimize my health, right? Mm. And I truly didn't know how it was so connected. And if we don't tend to want, hence why I'm so passionate about holistic health, it's like, if you don't tend to some parts and only other parts, how can you be at optimal health? You know, I don't believe that you can. So, and I guess it's just educating people how we have been as much as we can, but also in a way that sometimes when I talk about all this stuff, I feel like it's going to seem or come across very overwhelming for people, or like too many things to do. And I definitely don't want it to feel like that for people, but hence why it's just having these little bits of education and small tools that you can take away with you and even do, you know, one or two things. And actually this morning when I woke up, I was very inspired because I knew I was going to see you, but I try and do it each day unless I'm running short on time. But what it took me to do this morning, which was body brush with the dry brush, like you said, I did a few jumps, like as if I was on a
rebounder,
but with some functional breathing. Got on my Cordless ball, which helps with functional breathing, lymphatic system, vagus nerve, gut, nervous system. But all of that, it takes 5 minutes. It's not this arduous thing that we're like, oh, it's just so draining. It actually is easy to add into your day. And then I believe that if you, you know, for me, it's actually prioritizing time for what's important and to look after my health. Like, I can get up, I can scroll for less than 5 minutes less. Or I can get up 5 minutes, come on. It's like, I know we all wake up and we have a coffee, go on our phones and most of us aimlessly scroll on Instagram or whatever. It's like, turn your phone off, go do your thing and just notice. It's about experiencing it to feel the benefits. It's actually about embodying the feeling, really tuning into your body as much as you can to how it makes you feel. And then once you get into the habit of doing it, then it's like, I don't want to miss it now. Yeah, you know, I really don't.
Yeah. Crave it. Yeah. What happens.
Yeah.
And I must admit, I was a wee bit late coming to you this morning, didn't have time to do my dry brushing. But what I do in that case then is with my shower puff, while I'm cleaning my body, I'll do the sequence that I do with the brush, but I'll do it while I'm in the shower.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. There you go. I need to go get one.
Hmm.
So exactly. It's like killing two birds with one stone. And I do say to my clients when I get them to do different exercises that I show them, it's like, you can do this if you watch TV at night, just do it while you're doing it. So you're not, you know, it's killing two birds with one stone. It's not like you're taking extra time out. You'd be in the lounge anyway, sitting there, you know? So you try and make it accessible and not overwhelming.
Yeah.
And because I have spoken a lot about the mind-body connection and how that's all connected, I would love to know if you had any thoughts on the mind-body connection and how it plays a role in regards to, say, the thoughts that we think and the emotions we experience and memories that we hold in our bodies from past experiences that could affect how the lymphatic system works, and is flushing the system a way to help release those? No pressure, big question here.
100%, but I think we'd have to do that in the next podcast, as it's it would send us down a rabbit hole.
And we could be here for hours.
Yes, yeah.
I think, from me getting curious on that and having that in my mind, I'd just like to mention from lived experience, I've been to Megan, and then when I went to Australia for my sister's wedding in February, I'd pre-booked to see a woman over the a lymphatic massage drainage lady who actually had the same training as Megan. Anyway, I'd booked to see her twice, but the initial, so both initial consults I had with Megan and I had with this other woman, Julia, they ask you a few questions, and I'd said to them, so I've, and you know, what your symptoms are and why you're here. And for me, in the last probably 3 years, I've had, how would I explain it? Like, my legs have had some issues. So, like, I've already mentioned the swelling and the edema and different, like, I have really bad circulation, so I get really cold hands and feet and things like that. But I had a few years where, so 5 years ago, for example, I had really lean legs. Like, they were really fit, really strong, no cellulite, no anything. And then in the last 3 years, I've had, it's almost like I've had extra fat cells in my lower body. And at that time, I was like, oh, I don't know what is happening. Like, the rest of my body toned and fine, like, don't have that issue. So in my mind, I was like, oh, surely, like, my whole body would have that condition if I was having an issue, you know, like, if I was overweight or whatever was happening, it would be my entire body, which it wasn't. So when I got curious with Megan and Julia, bear in mind that Megan and Julia aren't allowed, like, can't diagnose conditions, but they can plant, like, have ideas of what things could be. And so both people suggested the possibility of having a mixture between lipedema and lymphedema. So being too many fat cells in the lower body. And I said, like, what, and I've gone through years of actually, like, I used to wear shorts all the time, and this is one of my really big, honestly, and I wish that it wasn't, but it is what it is, one of my big insecurities. Like, I can't wear pants all the time, and I don't want, you know, I still go to the sauna and go to the lake, like, I still wear a bikini. I'm not that, like, over the top that I won't do that, but it's still, because it's so different to what I was used to, it made me feel a bit insecure about it. So I'd always wear pants. And anyway, and then both practitioners have questioned whether I'd had anything traumatic happen in the last few years. And I thought that was really interesting, because it wasn't just you, Megan, that asked me the question. It was Julia as well. Mm. And I was like, oh, like, and those of you that know me know that I just absolutely froth this stuff and getting really curious. I'm like, oh, what is this from? Like, you have, like, really dissecting or getting to the root as to why I might have a physical symptom. And yeah, and so I've had some pretty massive life-changing events in the last few years. So it's actually really interesting to, if I get, look back on, reflect back on the last 3 years and the timeline of when it shifted, I'm like, oh, whoa. Like, yeah, that actually makes a whole lot of sense. So from that, you know, that's not, so I also see Megan monthly to help with that. So it really helps flush my legs. It really helps with that appearance of them, which I'm so grateful for, and I don't think I'll ever stop going. But also what it's made me start to do is get curious, and this is actually linking back to my last podcast I did a few weeks ago with Kate Cooper, around emotions held in the body. And we weren't only speaking of emotions, but it's physical as well. It can be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. But for me, now I get to the point where I can actually ask my body, what is this, what is causing this? And I can actually, it's because I've had a lot of practice and time with it, but I can get to root causes or memories that I have, and I know that are stored in my body that I need to process and release. So from going through and working with Kate recently, it's allowed me to go through these and release emotion, which's actually really been helping as well. So I think there's just something to kind of spark your curiosity within your own body and yourself. And for me, it's really been a combination. It's not just one treatment that works for me. It's a combination of doing different things. Like, Megan really supports me with my lymphatic system, and then I have Kate that supports my emotional work, and then also, like, me, I do, obviously us as individuals do the bulk of all of it, of course, but it's just something to get curious around, I believe. Like, these things don't just, our bodies don't just, we weren't born with it, right? Like, it's developed over time. So it's just for me getting curious about, well, okay, what's triggered this? Why is this here? So it's quite nice to, it just helps me along my healing journey and just to be at optimal wellness, really. Mm. Yeah, so I guess it's just been a very, very, very beneficial treatment for me. And so it's been very important that we had this conversation. And I think if this sparks people's interest, like around the mind-body connection, there can be more that we can speak of. But as we've said, it could be hours. So we won't go into that now. But it's just really, it's great to get curious with yourself, curious with your thoughts, curious with past experiences and how they could affect you each day, really. Mm. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention that I maybe didn't mention after going over those things?
I'd probably like to encourage people who are feeling bombarded with so much information or lacking in energy or don't know how to start a journey of trying to heal your body and have more energy and all that kind of stuff, is that maybe booking an appointment or several appointments with me is the way that you start moving forward. Because mm-hmm. from my personal experience from my clients and what I feel from being in my Flow Presso suit is that this treatment gives you energy, it gives you a positive frame of mind, you feel happier and you feel like moving and doing some exercise because your body is in less pain. And if you start these treatments with me, then you can feel better, and then that will lead you down the path to go different options too, to help support your whole system.
Yeah, I love that. And that's exactly right. It's opens your eyes a bit more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think it's then you're in control of where you go from there and how far you want to take things.
Yeah.
But ultimately, as I always say, it's like, I believe the body holds the score. Well, of course it does. So it's like, here's some tools and we can, and tuning into how you feel. So ultimately, for me, and I think for a lot of us, it's we want to feel the best that we can. How is it that you want to feel? So what can we do to support that? And this is one of those things. So what I'm going to do I'll link Megan's Instagram and her website and email so you guys can connect with her if you want to ask more questions or book an appointment. And anyone in Wanaka, end of July, it's actually the 24th of July, which is a Wednesday night, I think.
Yes.
We're going to be running an event, so that information will come out soon. Please let me know if you've got any questions on that. But it's a really good way just to get some information. We're not going to overwhelm you. We're going to explain it in layman's terms, have a good interactive connecting time where we can ask questions and just have a chat in community, I think, too, which is really cool, so we can feel more supported along the journey. So thank you so much, Megan. It's been so nice to have this conversation.
Thank you for having me on my first podcast.
Yes.
So, yeah, hope there's many more to come, because I love the lymphatic system and I love to help people. So
yes, sort of same.
The more people we can get the message out to, the better.
Mm. Yeah, great. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, hit like and subscribe, or please share it with someone you feel would benefit from hearing it too. My mission is to empower others to be the best version of themselves they can be. The more this content is shared, the more likely it is to help others on their journey. If you're wanting more resources, please head to my website at www.wanakabody.co.nz, where you can find my coaching options, blog, Instagram, and Facebook pages for any other assistance you may need. Last but not least, I want to thank you for showing up, to listen to what I have to share, and most importantly, for showing up for yourself. See you next time.